1-1. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Then, that name. Oh, I got to say that again. He's my master, my savior, and Jesus. It's just like a fragrance after a rain. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm talking about the only one. Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth, let them proclaim, because one day that kings and kingdom, they shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh yes, there is something about that name. I declare there is something. There is something. Sometimes I can't even explain it. There is something. I said earlier, it's a name that you can call in the wee wee hours of the night. There is something. Regardless of what you might be going through in your life, it could be a state of depression. It could be a state of loneliness. There is something. It could be a state of despair. It can be a state of waywardness. There is something. Oh yeah, that'd be, it could be a time when there's sickness in your body. Time when you don't have any money in your pocket. There is something about that name. There is something about. Oh, come on, y'all might as well just agree with me. That's just something about the name of Jesus. That that name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to turn with me real quick. Very, very familiar verses of scripture. Sometimes misquoted, sometimes misunderstood. One that we love. I know Deacon Robinson loved this scripture. And there are others. Romans 8:28. I want to read verse 28, 29, and verse 30. Because in order to look at this scripture and to do it what I call real justice, we would have to take all three of those verses and work them together. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Can I just try to piece together this thought for us today? The benefits of all things working together. The benefits of all things working together. My wife will tell you, sometimes I think my wife feels that since I have retired, that I am going through what I think she might think, a period of depression. Now, what would make me say that? Because she finds now that a lot of times I just sit at home and I'm reading and I'm writing. And I told my brother the other day, I said, you know, I think my wife thinks that I am going through a period of depression. And I told him, I said, now, what my wife does not realize is that for the last 51, almost 52 years, I have gotten up at 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I have been on a job. And after doing that for some 50 some odd years, it's sort of hard to come down. But trust me, I'm not going back to work. Amen. And neither will I get up in the morning and get out of the bed at 5 o'clock or get out of the bed at 4:30. I did that. I put my time in. Amen. I don't know if he's looking, but if I'll put a shout out at Sister Merle's funeral service. Chandrika's young husband actually say that he wants to retire. I asked him, I said, how old are you, son? I think he told me 30-something. I said, son, you way too young to retire. You got a long way. You got a long way to go. Let me go ahead and say what I want to say. Benefits of all things working together. My brothers and my sisters, there are times when some verses of scripture, I'm talking about the word of God, can sometimes to the believer feels that those words just don't make sense. I had one person say, all right, that's good. But we know that the word of God makes all the sense in the world. Can I give you an example of some of those? I'll do two. Verses of scripture that sometimes just don't seem as though they make sense. It's not the fact that they make sense. They are what we call problematic texts. Amen. I just finished reading a book by Professor Lewis Brogdon that is entitled The Bible in the Ashes of Social Chaos. And in this book, Brogdon introduces texts, biblical texts, that is problematic for many, many believers. If you go to Matthew chapter 5, and Jesus is expounding on his sermon on the mount. He had just finished in 5:43, if memory serves me correctly, and telling everybody that he was repeating what the law and what the folk said, that you should hate your enemies. Hate those that don't love you. But then if you read what Jesus says in verse 44, put that on the marquee because I think it's important. He says, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, I know we got some super Christians in here. Let me see the hands of all of those super Christians in here today. But I would bet to say that even some of us super Christians find that text that we have a problem with that text, because if the truth be told, See, I know.